This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, another experience in understanding your health and well-being. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is an expert in all things medical, does lots of research, runs a cardiological practice, a clinic down in Mardora, Florida, Lake Cardiology. He's the man in the know and on the go. So each week he tears apart a half a dozen of the medical journals to present to you the most impactful information, that is, as he decides what he's going to tell us. It's the reason he tells us is because it has all these stories have some really strong impact on our lives, on our health, on our well-being. So this is something that I have, the first study we're looking at, Ken, I've philosophized on this a lot, how important touching is to being healthy. The physical touch that people have with one another, the loving touch, the caring touch, but no matter how you look at it, this is something that has great, and this sort of digs deeper into the whole business about the spirit-mind-body connection, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Doug, this is great information that comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Science this week. This is new research that shows that holding your loved one's hand when they are in pain will comfort them and cause your brain waves to synchronize.
So what do we, how, if we dig into that, because you're somebody who is very much a believer in all of the work that you do is based on evidence. You like to refer to yourself as an evidence-based doctor. A lot of the things that some doctors come up with, people take shots at it because it isn't necessarily based on some sort of formalized study. But in this circumstance, this could be considered out of the box, except that it's been studied now because people are giving it more credibility, whereas 30, 40 years ago when you were in school, I bet people would have laughed at this.
Absolutely. That's true. A lot of the emotional issues about impact on health were poo-pooed, definitely.
Yeah.
Stress,
right.
Mental stress, big poo-poo.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And we learn. We continue to learn.
Yep. So it's not always smart, and I don't say this to you, I'm just saying in general.
Keep an open mind.
Stuff. Absolutely, got to keep an open mind to stuff. But touching your loved ones, people that you're, not only those who are sick, but people who you want to have a connection with. If you want to, there's nothing more powerful. In my experience, in my life, the most exciting moments, the most wonderful moments, have been when I was holding the hand of somebody that I loved. Whether it was a woman that I was madly in love with, or when I'm walking along, Megan and I will be walking with Miles, and he'll reach up and grab his mother's hand and my hand.
And they weren't even in pain.
No, it's just a thrilling, and it does such wonders for their security. Yeah, so it isn't just about pain, but in this case, the study was specifically
exactly about
pain and brainwaves, but there is a benefit to touching no matter how you slice it. So, and I'm thinking that in this movie that we've been talking about that's out, Wrinkles in Time, I'm going to bet that there's some of this kind of philosophy that'll be in that movie. So
reach out and touch someone who wants to be touched.
Yep. There you go. All right. We have a definition. Can we go through a couple of definitions here for the benefit of people who want to know what the difference is between a primary care doctor, a specialist, the different levels? Remember I said to you that in order to get a reference for a knee MRI, I had to get my primary care doctor to tell the doctors at UCLA that I needed to have my knee. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but let's go through the different types of doctors and how they are described. Can we do that?
Sure.
For the benefit of those who want to understand this next study.
Sure. A primary care physician is the physician who you usually go to first for routine care. They're kind of like a department store. They take care of just about everything routine, and often there are issues that come up that the generalist can't take care of, and they need more expert help with some of the specialized issues, and then they refer out to the specialists. And those are doctors who know a lot about a little, instead of the generalists who know a little bit about a lot.
Would you consider this to be the old days reference to general practitioners? Is a primary care doctor the same as a GP?
Yes, it's a little bit more of a trained GP.
Mm-hmm. All right. And are there more people coming out of medical school that are practicing this, or are there more people coming out of medical school that are just going for a specialty?
Well, there are probably not enough people who are going into primary care. And there are probably a little more of an interest in specialists, but this has been a forever issue, and there's forever a concern to make primary care more appealing to most physicians.
As the healthcare industry affected by health insurance, we at first were speculating that a lot of people wouldn't go into general practitioners, because there wasn't the kind of reimbursement as there is for specialized fields. Is that still the case, or has the whole business of national health care sort of quieted down and people now want to go back to being, to getting into medical?
Well, there still is a difference in earnings between specialists and generalists, but it's not as steep as it was when I started 30 years ago. So, and again, it attracts different people, and the training is not as long when you become a primary care physician, so there's attractiveness to getting into it quicker. So, you know, it's a lot of different issues, and it's a little bit of a different lifestyle, and fortunately, there are many different types of people that get into medicine and have different interests. If we were all the same, it would be pretty boring.
I certainly would. Ooh. All right, so the primary care doctor study on type 2 diabetes and how to handle it. This is something that looks like it has, there are more and more people that you see all the time have diabetes, right?
Absolutely. This is important stuff. This was published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The American College of Physicians, this is an illustrious group that represents primary care in America, has issued new guidelines on managing type 2 diabetes. Remember, this is the kind that usually occurs in obese people who make too much insulin as opposed to not any. And this includes relaxing the long-term blood sugar target. It's called hemoglobin A1C. A1C is a blood test, Doug, that gives doctors an estimate of your blood sugar level average over the past few months. For most adults, the American Diabetes Association recommends a target A1C of below 7%. This goal may be altered based on individual circumstances. However, the new American College of Physicians guidance suggests that A1C should be between 7 and 8% for most adults with type 2 diabetes. For adults who achieve an A1C below 6.5%, the group suggests stepping down diabetes treatment to keep that level from going even lower. So it's a little bit easier to be a type 2 diabetic these days than it was last week.
Oh, how relaxing. Come on. It's what you eat. Sometimes it's hereditary, but more it's how you eat and live, isn't it? It causes type 2 diabetes.
What you can really do here is limit or avoid the white flour products, and after the doctor says it's okay, get to the gym and do aerobics and strength training so you're down to ideal body weight. The way to avoid all this havoc is to stay at ideal body weight.
Yep. All right. There you go. Well, within a few pounds of it one way or another, but
as close as possible, because the diabetes, the problem is it increases the risk of heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, eye issues, just head to toe. Your limbs not working well, having funny sensations, we call neuropathies, just head to toe, the circulation not working well, and everything just stops being as good as it should be. The kidneys, you name it, the organs affected.
All right. So there's more great advice from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 15 past the hour. Another good way for you to enjoy health and your well-being. It seems to be an underscore. Certain companies do certain things that are certainly good for you. And among that group of, that exclusive group of companies is Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, Purity Products. They have intelligent nutritional solutions for a lot of things that will keep you from going off the deep end, if you will. And this Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, certainly a great example of that. Makes a big difference in everybody's life who gets in on it. And the people at Purity know that. That's why they're offering you the opportunity to make Dr. Ken and other doctors very happy with you. Get on board. Try it for the first month free. 800-355-1493. This is how it works. Fish oil, which is part of this, the Omega 50 Plus has krill oil and fish oil in it. Now, we know that it's better to eat the right fishes and things, but you can't always do that. So this gives you the leg up so that you always have enough in your system. Purity Products, it's not just fish oil and it's not just krill oil. It's both of them, and now it's free. Pay the shipping and claim your bottle at 800-355-1493. Fish oil is so good for your IQ, too. It's good for everything. Think about it and then take action. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Cool. Right, so let's get into, we're all set, we're okay. Processed foods and the connection to them and certain cancers. There's a study out that will connect the dots there. What do we know? What do we need to know?
Exactly. British Medical Journal, people who consume, Doug, mostly packaged foods and drinks with lots of unpronounceable ingredients may be more likely to develop certain cancers than people who subsist mostly on whole foods found in nature. Amazingly, in this study, if you increased by 10% the amount of processed foods in your diet, you increase the level by 10% that you get any cancer. Amazing.
All right, so under the circumstances, under no condition, if you look at the labels, if you're smart enough to be reading labels and you don't know what the product is, if you can't pronounce it or you don't know what it is, then don't buy it. That's a rule of thumb, right?
You want to get as close to the ground where it was planted as possible.
Yeah, right. No more eating any of that stuff. All right, so words to the wise. We are sufficiently indoctrinating you into thinking well about yourself as we think about health and well-being here on Good Day Health.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Check out our podcast every week with Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. Lots of this information gets synthesized, packaged together, so it's a little tighter, not so much conversation, but you get the gist of the info, and that's what good podcasts are all about. So that's at gooddayhealthshow.com where the podcast is. We're going through a list of Ken's research this week from the various journals, the various medical academies that do work, and we're talking about how eating things that you don't know, if you eat stuff and you don't know what it is, don't eat it, because it could cause all kinds of things. I had a conversation with one of my very good friends in life, who happens to be my state rep from Framingham, my hometown, is going through a horrible time with a cancer that's very aggressive. He's been knocked down 3 times and come up 3 times, but I went into the hospital to see him the other day, and he looked awful. And it just really breaks my heart to see. You know, he's not an abusive guy. He says he did a lot of stupid stuff when he was younger, but he quit it by the time he was 19. There is stuff, you know, he likes a glass of wine, and he likes a piece of steak. But I don't know that in and of itself kills you. But I'll tell you something. When you see anybody, you're close to somebody in your family or someone that you love and care about, and you see them suffering these sorts of things, some of them, it's tough to avoid them because it just is. But sometimes, you know, there are studies on top of studies, Ken, that suggest that stress and not eating the right things and, you know, the stuff, living in a high-risk area, all of these things can bring about certain types of cancers. So we have so much more of it around now. It's an epidemic than ever was the case. And it's because of our stress level, what we're exposed to, the toxins, the stuff we eat. But I held these thoughts for him because he's such a wonderful guy. And you don't like to see him suffering, and he's just miserable. I can see him there trying to come up with a way to get his white blood cell count to where it needs to be so we can have a bone marrow transplant. And I think that might take care of it, but he's done some really extraordinary, taken extraordinary measures and still haven't knocked this thing down. Because some of these cancers, as you know, can be very aggressive.
Yes, that's a sad story.
Yeah, it is. All right, next item here. If you drink a lot, you're going to have dementia, and you're going to get it a whole lot sooner, it would look like. That's what I'm getting out of this. What do you get out of it?
Exactly. This is something that you can prevent. People are usually most concerned in their life about getting dementia. This comes out of Lancet Public Health. Doug, that heavy drinkers may be more likely than other adults to develop dementia, especially in middle age. Chronic heavy drinking is the most important modifiable risk factor for dementia onset in both genders and remains so after controlling for all known risk factors for dementia onset.
What would be the reason for that? Is it the alcohol itself? Is it the sugar in the drink? Why do you think that this is worse than drinking tea, for example, for your brain?
It's just really not well known. I think there are some things in alcohol that in excess become toxins and just destroy the brain material itself.
Yeah. Like some of the things that you, again, back to what you eat, what you put in your body, they're not, what you smoke, you know, that kind of stuff.
In moderation, 0 to 1 serving a day for women, 1 to 2 servings a day for men. But when you get beyond that, it becomes a toxin, a poison.
Yeah, and it'll do you in. So, word again to the wise, don't be drinking. Have a little drink here and there, but overdoing it, you just, unless you want to depart early, that's a great way to do it, is follow that the advice to drink a lot. 28 after the hour.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Natural Health Solutions with Chris and Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Great, Chris.
Now, you're the CEO of GetTheTea.com, right?
Yes, I am.
What is GetTheTea.com? I mean, is this tea you buy in a store?
Well, no, it's not. Life Change Tea is just that, life-changing. Life Change Tea is an herbal tea that gently cleanses your body from intruders.
What do you mean by intruders?
Well, intruders are toxins, chemicals, GMOs, heavy metals, and more. They're in our food, in our water, in our air we breathe.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
And Life Change Tea will help you with removing these, as you say, intruders?
That's right, Chris.
Are there side effects with this tea?
Well, you might lose a little weight. When you clean your colon, you lose weight, you feel better, and you have more energy.
Wow. Ronnie, where can people purchase Life Change Tea?
Oh, that's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com.
Ronnie, I want to thank you for being on the show. People, don't forget, GetTheTea, T-E-A.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extending your knowledge as it comes to your health and well-being, this is the Good Day Health Hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Dr. Doug Steffen. One of us has a license, one of us doesn't. You figure out which one you think is the person who has the license and which one doesn't. Although I've been pretty good lately, Ken, about not necessarily prescribing too much. I have my thoughts on things that are good, but not always. You know, I've been able to curb my enthusiasm.
The governor doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't like it at all. Okay, next on the overview of information from the proceedings of the various academies and the journals and that sort of thing, a focus on opioids. There isn't a week that goes by these days and that we don't have some information about opioids, and this one is very important for those of you who are so easily prescribed, the willy-nilly prescriptions given out for the opioids. It doesn't make any difference whether you take an opioid or you take, it looks like a regular anti-inflammatory like Aleve. It's the same thing, right?
Well, this is, exactly. This is encouraging news published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, so-called JAMA, important medical journal. We already know that opioids are more dangerous than other treatment options, Doug, as you were alluding to, because the opioids put people at risk for accidental death and addiction. Well, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, ibuprofen, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like you mentioned one before, they're better than opioids at easing the intensity of chronic pain in the back, knees, or hips, according to this study this week published. And opioids are no better than these other drugs at reducing how much pain interferes with daily activities like walking, working, sleeping, or enjoying life. So really good news.
Good news. All right, let's take apart some of the other things that are here that people will benefit from hearing you discuss. I noticed that 23andMe has been approved by the FDA to evaluate cancer risk. I've had a 23andMe test, and I think I'm about to sneeze. Carrie, why don't you go to a commercial for a sec?
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We've all been there, waiting in line at airport security. But now, 3D scanners could help speed things up. Technology used in the medical field for years may soon revolutionize the screening of carry-on bags at airports. CT machines are being tested in Phoenix and Boston, allowing security screeners to rotate a 3D image of an object without opening the bag. Many airports have used CT machines for years, but the technology could become the new standard for carry-on bags. The clutter inside carry-on bags is part of what makes it difficult to identify suspicious items. The CT scanner provides 3D images so a screener can zoom in on an item or rotate that image for a closer look. So essentially, the cluttered bag can be digitally unpacked. Industry officials project that airport security checkpoint lines could be reduced by as much as 30% with this technology.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
23andMe.
Take two on 23andMe. So I sent in about a month and a half ago the things that were required in order to get an evaluation. I haven't gotten the information back yet because they say it takes 6 to 8 weeks to evaluate it, and then they give you all this stuff back again. A lot of people don't do. This is one step further, Ken, than Ancestry, because it gives you a lot of information about your medical as well as your historical origins.
It looks at your genes.
Yeah, right. So 23andMe has a genetic test. I'm not doing an ad for them. I'm just telling you that this is what they do. And now they're going to focus on whether or not you can you're at risk for cancer. So some of the things that they have already been okay to do was check your risk for dementia or other things. They ask you, you know, when I took this, I don't think I told you this. When I took the one night I got to California late, and the thing was sitting there, and I just decided I wanted to get it done. So I stayed up pretty much through the night. It took almost 3 hours. I had gotten in late, and I was going to go to bed, and I said, I'll just stay up and do the program. It took me almost 3 hours to go through their questionnaire to answer all the questions about my background, heredity, what was my lifestyle, what I eat, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a very thorough checkup. And I think depending on what comes back, I'll reserve my enthusiasm for telling you to go do it until after I see what the results are. But this particular test checks for genetic variants on what they call the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. What are those?
Those are genes that are associated with increased risk of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and very important for especially women, but they'll tell you guys also who are at increased risk of breast cancer. And the 23andMe also tells someone about increased risk of prostate cancer in men and some other less common cancers.
Mm-hmm. The test identifies the genetic variants and then informs you. There's apparently some sect in Judaism that if you are a descendant of that, you're really in line for cancer. Isn't that interesting that it would be, I don't know, I think sometimes people confuse religious Jews and ethnic Jews. Do you agree with that? Some people are both, and some people are not necessarily religious Jews, but they're ethnic Jews. And I wonder where this might, the genetic testing is bringing people around to this. They have specifically identified a particular sect in Judaism. If you're a descendant of that, then you're going to be more likely, like really likely, to get cancer.
Find that fascinating. Ashkenazi Jews are apparently at higher risk of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. And
why would that be, do you think?
It's all in the genes.
Yeah, but where do they come? What's the derivation? The Ashkenazi Jews come from where?
Why this developed? It's one of those things. There was a mutation, and you know, a lot of inbreeding, and then that just amplifies that mutation, and that's what happens.
Inbreeding, very dangerous, isn't it?
Well, I'm using the word inbreeding, and you know, just I don't mean what you're thinking, but I mean just within. A small minority.
We know each other well enough to know what we're thinking. That's it. Yeah, and then I think that's probably true. All right, here's something else that I find fascinating, and I hope the audience does as well. I pick these things out, and you pick your things out, because we think it's going to be relevant to people who want to get more information. The most expensive age in which to be alive. There is the health and well-being, the way you live your life, whatever it is, the most expensive age is 31. 31-year-olds typically in the midst of a mix of getting married, having children, saving for a house, and their health is liable to be. This is what got me about this. 31-year-olds generally have the best health at that age in your life. Do you remember what you felt like when you were 31? You were still in medical school, right, when you were 31?
I was still in training. I was out of medical school, but in training. But this is when most people, not most doctors, but some doctors, a lot of doctors, but not everyone, you know, you're thinking about getting married, having children, saving for a home. And also, this was a British study, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Yep. So does that not apply? Do you think that there is enough difference in where we live to...
I think this is an expensive time. I think another expensive time is the time at the end of life when all your medical bills are so high.
Right, close to the end of life. And that's where the insurance comes, it'll tell you. And thus, remember when there was all the controversy about whether there would be a committee that decided, that was the rap on Obamacare, there's going to be a committee of people who would decide whether you could live or die. And I don't think that didn't come, that wasn't, coming, that didn't come to pass, but still, it was never there. But I mean, there are some societies.
It was there, but not instituted. But that shell is even gone now.
Yeah, it is. Okay, all right. Superbugs. This sounds like it would be the name of a new movie. Superbugs. The discussion of how to take an antibiotic or find an antibiotic to get rid of some of this new dangerous bacteria that's around. Populations of bacteria viewed as impervious to some antibiotics. So my question is, this research being done at Emory University, why are they doing this in the first place? Isn't it dangerous? They admit in the story that I saw in the Wall Street Journal that this thing could get out and it would be horrible because there's really no way of this. It's a mutating bacteria that can't be treated by any antibiotic. So why the hell would they be messing with it if they don't know how to control it?
Well, because there are concerns in real life that this will happen. Will it?
Do you think in your experience as a doctor that this could happen?
There's a race going on side by side about the bacteria trying to mutate to stay ahead of the antibiotics, which are continuously needing to be improved. And fortunately, the antibiotics are staying ahead of the mutation of the bacteria. But at times, it gets pretty close. So the big major concern is that a bug mutates and becomes totally resistant to any antibiotic that's around. So this kind of research needs to be going on in real time all the time, because there's not enough distance, even right now, between what we have for antibiotics and the bugs and their ability to create resistance to the antibiotics.
Let me see if I understand this correctly. What you're saying is that what I hear you saying, my interpretation is that the bacteria has a mind of its own and is smart enough to be able to somehow or other in a collective be able to get beyond. We develop antibodies, antibodies in our body to forestall the impact of bad bacteria. So we continue to put them off, but they continue to find ways to get around whatever it is.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a very good accountant gets around all the IRS rules.
Well,
IRS comes up with a rule, and the accountant figures out how to get around it.
Well,
I
don't want to talk about the IRS, but that's exactly what is going on with these bugs, that they are clever and they have genetic changes that allow them to get around these antibiotics, and we have to continuously evolve the antibiotics to stay ahead. Ongoing battle.
Think about that, though. I mean, think about the implications here.
And that's why we don't use plain old penicillin rarely anymore, because as we introduced the first antibiotic, the bugs figured out ways to get around it.
But that's what I'm saying. We think of ourselves as so smart. We haven't figured out how to do stuff like that. I guess we kind of do. But the fact that this is a often not a single cell organ, but it's not visible. Most bacteria is not visible to the naked eye, right? No, you can't look at something, a piece of paper, and see that there are bacteria crawling across there, or maybe the stuff that I see on the farm. You know, I'm not going to see that stuff. But yet they can think.
They divide so rapidly, and it's hard to know whether it's part of a nervous system that does this, but it's a genetic reflex, and it's survival. It's just built into all living beings to survive, and that's the beauty of how the living organisms work, and their drive to survive is to evolve and get around these resistances that antibiotics create.
So, some in the horror movies or some of the futuristic sci-fi movies or on the X-Files, you sometimes hear there's a theory involved, and it more or less is what we've just been talking about. Some bacteria takes over and kills all humanity, and they become the predominant species
right.
on the planet.
The superbug will be that bug where there's no antibiotic sensitive, effective, and it just takes over. And that, people who think about this, do stay up at night worrying about it.
So a super bug, I don't want you to stay up at night and worry about it, because not much.
Well, I'm not, but I let other people are working on that, and that's why this kind of research needs to go on extremely carefully, because obviously you don't want these bugs to get out, but it's always gone on forever. You know, when I was an intern at Duke in the early 1980s, we used a lot different antibiotics back then than we do now, because most of the antibiotics that were really effective in the 1980s don't work anymore against so many of the organisms.
So for those of us who don't like the drug companies because they think they're screwing us 85 ways from Sunday, perhaps we ought to step back a little bit.
They're
and
keeping
be thankful
us alive.
In part that there are some bacteria, that there are some drug companies and drugs being created that would keep these bacteria from taking over the world.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, time for a continuing conversation. This conversation never ends, and it shouldn't, because the complexity of what's going on in the world of your medical coverage, your health, your well-being, covered by our conversations on Good Day Health, underscored by appearances by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here with us, continuing to go over all of the information that becomes prevalent every week. He studies the journals, all the things that are being written about various health issues, studies that are done, that sort of thing. And I find this to be very interesting. Babies who resemble their father are healthier by the time they get to their first birthday. That is an interesting overview of reality, Ken.
Yes, fathers are important. This is published this week in the Journal of Health Economics that, in fact, the news this week is that babies that most resemble their father are found to be significantly healthier when they reach the one-year mark. Children living in single-mother families, Doug, have poorer levels of health. This effect is measured even when socioeconomic factors are taken into account.
Why? Why would that be? What would be the reason? Is it psychological? Is it spiritual? Is it mental? Is it physical? What is it? Why?
That's the next study they especially conclude in this report. in this publication. They don't know the mechanism, and more study and research is indicated.
Is it that they look like their fathers? Is that when we talk about resembling your father,
correct,
isn't the assumption that it would be you look like your father?
They look like their father.
Hmm. You know, it's very interesting. Thinking back about my two children, and maybe you think about your daughter, what she looked like when she was born, what my children looked like when they were born, or all of you.
I could not deny her.
Well, the things that change when Megan was born, for example, this is probably the happiest moment of my life. When I saw her come out in the incubator, her hands and legs were flailing around, and she was yelling and screaming, she looked like my wife's father at that point. Her face looked just like her grandfather, and then it changed. So now if you look at her, she looks just like a Stefan. She has a couple of cousins that look just like her. She looks amazingly like my mother.
Well, she's pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, she is healthy.
Well, they're consistent with
the
study.
But it's changed over the course of her life. Our looks change, and it's amazing. People say, I look like my father now.
Well,
I never thought I looked like my
at
father.
At 1 year, who did she look most like? That's what this
Megan,
study said.
At 1 year, looked mostly like her mother.
Well,
what I
so
remember.
Be it.
But she didn't look like her grandfather at all, though. She looked like her mother. And then she, over the course of her being a teenager, by the time she got to be 16, 17, 18 years old, she looked just like her cousin, who looked just like a Stefan.
Well, this study didn't go that far. It just went, looks at 1 year.
Right. Okay, let's stay with a baby theme, shall we, for another moment or two. Vaccines and their impact on the immune system of babies. I wonder why this was studied.
Well, to reassure parents. This research was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It shows, Doug, that there's no evidence that routine vaccines somehow dampen kids' immune systems. This new study suggests the theory of overloading an infant's immune system is highly unlikely, so parents can now better understand the safety and benefits of vaccinating on time.
So what would be the... I never heard this theory before. I know that there is argument back and forth between people who support vaccines and who don't, but I've never ever heard before that they claim that vaccines would weaken your immune system. I don't see how they would have. Is it that is a theory that the material in the vaccines would attack your immune system?
Correct. Just overload it.
Uh-huh. And that's not true, apparently,
correct,
according to this study. Anyway, all right. That's just the whole philosophy about having a strong immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Matter of fact, it's probably a good time for us to put in a good word for the immune system. Balance of Nature is the company that produces these fruits and vegetables that if you haven't heard about, you haven't tried them, maybe it would be a good time for you to do it. You know, eating more fruits and vegetables is important. It's the key to getting all the vitamins into your body. And as Ken will say, it's better to eat the stuff than not. But how many people are eating 10, 11 different fruits and as many different vegetables a day? You can get, however, the production of all of those elements in the capsules that are dried fruit and dried vegetables produced exclusively by the folks at Balance of Nature. And they will guarantee that the food products are whole and perfect. So go online to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJV, and order in the enhancement for your immune system, Balance of Nature, whole ripened fruits and vegetables. They're for the offering free. The first month supply is free when you use DJV, the code DJV, balanceofnature.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.